Welcome back, folks. Every month we make sure to spend some time with representatives from New Orleans and Company. And today we are joined by Mark Romig, Chief Marketing Officer of New Orleans and Company. And we thank you for saying welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Newell, it's good to be with you.
Mark, we've had a lot of great things happening in the month of October. But before we jump into Taylor Swift and all that's going on, Halloween's tomorrow, and kind of curious, do we have like a Halloween tourism impact that happens here in the city?
We really do. You know, you think about the activities that kind of use Halloween as a theme, and they've been going on now for almost a month with the Crew of Boo, of course. You've got a number of fundraisers that occur utilizing the Halloween theme, like Halloween's in New Orleans, which raises money for Project Lazarus. And then while this is a Thursday night Halloween, you still have a number of people who come in because New Orleans is historically listed as one of the best places to be for Halloween itself. So, we do get a bump. I think you'll have a lot of activity, as you know, down in the restaurant industry. You see a lot of Halloween-themed lunches pop up, and I would imagine restaurants tomorrow particularly will have a lot of costumed diners.
I think I recall seeing you on the Friday before Halloween at a number of different places. That has become a really big event, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is last Friday, and I would say even the Friday before last Friday, you had people in the mode of Halloween. And, of course, you know, no one does a festival like New Orleans. And so I think New Orleans embraces, the whole region actually embraces Halloween as a fun time, a family time. And last Friday, it was sort of the competition between people who were dressed in their best Taylor Swift outfit as well as their Halloween outfit.
Yeah, it's always interesting. There are a number of cities around the country that kind of relax their rules and regs and kind of adopt the New Orleans approach for Halloween night only. And it's kind of interesting how that plays out. Durango, Colorado, one of the best places to visit Halloween. It's the only day of the year they let you drink in the street. It's absolutely amazing. And they get over 100,000 people that converge on this small town. I used to hunt right outside of there during that Halloween weekend. We'd go down and visit that city, that town. It was unbelievable. But it was funny when you tell people, we do this every day in New Orleans. And they're like, what?
Yeah, people are reading our playbook. And, you know, we have, as you can tell, even this past weekend, how well the city and the region handled itself with all these visitors. It was just a very special several days in this area.
All right, let's jump into Taylor Swift. First, I got to start. Are you a Swiftie?
Yes, I am, though I did not make the concert. I was enjoying it from afar. I like her music, and particularly I like what she does from a philanthropic standpoint. You may have heard today she has made a huge donation to Second Harvest.
Absolutely. She's impacted the city in so many different ways. I know you guys have your finger on the pulse of a lot of this data. What are you seeing?
So we're looking at more than 150,000 visitors were in town. Hotels were sold out for several nights. The Armstrong International Airport hit an all-time passenger record of 32,134 on October 27th. That was through the TSA checkpoint. And that's in addition to the activity that occurred at Lakefront Airport. I was with someone yesterday who handles a lot of the flight arrangements, and he said easily there were 100 arrivals and departures over the weekend on a single day. So, I mean, you had a lot of activity, people coming in, driving in. There is a U.S. Travel Association report that said approximately $1,300 is spent by each person that comes to a Swift concert. So if you just run those numbers, we're talking a direct spend around this area of about $200 million. And that's without applying some sort of multiplier factor to get to a larger economic impact. So it was a good time. As you saw, we had really an incident-free several days. There was a certain spirit about the city in and around the city that really is, we hope that we can replicate on an often basis.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was just talking to Michael Heck about it, and I've talked to other folks about it as well, and it was really amazing the impact of it all and how just so many generations of people that are really into that music, mothers, daughters, grandmothers, you know, just going through the city. And you typically don't see that, right, with most performers.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that really affects, it's across the generations. Someone shared a video of their granddaughter from the dome. They were sitting up in maybe the 500 or 600 level, and the entire dome had broken out into a song fest, you know, singing along with Taylor Swift. And just the fact that here you had a grandmother with a granddaughter, and they were one of the, you know, 60,000 people who felt the same way that same night. And that was three nights in a row. So if we could replicate this, and I know our team is working hard to ensure that people understand that really this is a city and a region that's built to host, and we want to be able to do it. If you think about it, in a matter of 6 months, we will host the Swift Tour, prominent citywide conventions, including the National Association of Automobile Dealers in January, a college football playoff quarterfinal, Super Bowl 59, and then Mardi Gras. I mean, no other city comes close to our event schedule, and, of course, the hospitality that goes along with it.
And speaking of event schedule, we have 13,000 nurses invading the city, think today, right?
You know, exactly. This is an interesting point. As Taylor Swift is leaving town, we have a group of 13,000 loading into the New Orleans Convention Center, the Memorial Convention Center. And in addition to that, we have countless meetings in hotels across the town. You know, you may have a citywide or a large convention parked in the Memorial Convention Center, but you have all of these other meetings that just generally occur in, you know, downtown hotels with their meeting space. And in fact, our sales team has booked over 1,000 meetings of all sizes in 2024. I mean, that's the bread and butter of what we do. We go out and we convince groups and associations and events to come here to the city and bring them in, and then they make their deals with the hotels and special events and attractions. But that's our focus. And in this past year, it'll be about 1,000 meetings.
Yeah, this nurses convention that comes to town is the 2024 National Magnet and Pathway to Excellence Conference. And I served on the board of East Jeff Hospital. And one of the proudest moments that I had when I was served on the board was when we achieved nurse magnet status, which not many hospitals across the country have. I think we have four or five hospitals in Louisiana that have achieved magnet designation, which is a huge accomplishment for these hospitals.
That is. And, you know, what's interesting about that, they'll come to New Orleans and then they will have their dialogue here. They will learn from each other, and good business happens in the city of New Orleans because we have the infrastructure, we have the facilities. We give this environment of not only can you come here and produce an excellent meeting and have all that sharing, but people enjoy themselves when they come here. And when they leave, you know, they're making those decisions to come back either as a single visitor or with their family, or perhaps bring another meeting here. So it pays off as the cycle continues. And that's what we are focused on.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Mark Romig, Chief Marketing Officer of New Orleans & Company. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Urquhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Mark Romig, Chief Marketing Officer of New Orleans & Company. Mark, I remember when this started, I think this is the now second year. Actually, I thought it was longer than that. NOLA MusicCon is back for the second year, October 28th through the 30th. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is actually the second year for that. And again, it's another way for us to show the nation and really the music industry around North America that New Orleans is the center of this part of our culture. And it brings together the industry. It brings together education. And again, I think as we play this out and it receives more and more awareness, it'll grow. And just as very much as the same thing that we did with NOLA by NOLA, this, I believe, is our fourth year. And it just shows us that there is interest. We do have something to market. It provides a great resource for our clubs and our musicians. And it's another way for us to celebrate, you know, why New Orleans is just such a unique location and what we have offered the rest of the world. But MusicCon, I think, is a great way for us to, again, say there's business to it, there's education to it, the artistry is there, and this is a way for us to show it off.
And legendary artists, I know you grew up in this era because you and I are close to the same age, Todd Rundgren. I don't know about you, I was a big fan of his back in the 70s. And when I saw the release that y'all sent me, I said, I hadn't heard of his name in forever.
Yeah, again, we might be showing our age, Newell. I think I remember what year you graduated from Jesuit. It was close to the time I graduated from Brother Martin. But again, this just shows you how not only universal this is, but it goes from generation to generation. And I think it's important for us to keep this out in front.
So, Mark, obviously, this month of October is kind of, it's always been kind of like the kickoff month, you know, historically, and a lot of things have changed with a lot of the activities in the latter part of July and August and September. As we go through into the Thanksgiving holidays, what are you most excited about that's coming to the city?
Well, you know, the countdown to the Super Bowl is sort of the focus for a lot of attention, and as Michael Hecht, I'm sure, has kept you abreast, there's a lot of work going on to ensure that we have our best foot forward for the people that will be here. But what I like to look at is the fact that things like that occur for us citizens, because we're getting some things done that needed to get done. But This is the time of the year, and this weather last week kind of shows it off in a great way. This is a great time to be in New Orleans, whether you're local or you're a traveler coming into the city, because we have so much to offer to celebrate our own culture. So you're talking, as we get into the month of November, you have not only home games of Tulane and the Saints and all the celebrations that go along around with that, but you have things like Bayou Classic coming in at Thanksgiving. It's going to be another positive way for us to get some business and travel spending in our city. We go into Holidays New Orleans Style, which is our own unique celebration of the holidays in the city. And everyone knows how we kind of do that really better than anyone. We're always listed as one of the top locations for the holidays and New Year's. So a lot of effort goes into that, a lot of family parties, a lot of private parties, decorations, and people coming in to enjoy the Réveillon dinners and the concerts. And again, we are also hosting meetings. This is a good time for associations and groups to be here. In fact, we like them to be here all year round. They do. We're starting to see that, as I said earlier, we've booked over 1,000 meetings of all sizes in 2024. But, you know, we have like the Nurses in Town. We'll have National Automobile Dealers Association after the first of the year. And then, you know, we've got a quarterfinal of the Sugar Bowl. So, you know, there's something about the holidays that gets everybody excited. And then we go into the new year, and we've mentioned already what's happening with the Super Bowl.
Anything's concern you in the industry? I know there's been some national kind of revelations about travel and, you know, folks kind of tightening their belts a little bit, looking for the deal, looking for value.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, ask that question, because I think our market balances out very well. They're certainly getting a good rate for the hotel rooms. I don't see much inflation, so to speak, in our restaurant prices. I think our restaurateurs really do well in making sure they have a price point for their diners. Certainly, we have a wide variety of opportunities there for not only locals but travelers alike. We're still looking for opportunities for people to come into the industry and work and make this part of their life. and be, you know, be part of the greatest service that anyone gives in the hospitality business, and do it right here in New Orleans. So always looking for, you know, good members of team, good members of the team, whether it's a hotel, a restaurant, or attraction, or any other services that support the travel industry. But it's a concern for me. Over the next several months into the 2025, I'm thinking New Orleans is in for a very positive turn.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading a report that was put out by Luxury Link. I'm sure y'all are familiar with it, about MSY. the airport is doing really well, and it says 14th largest amongst all mid-sized hub airports in the percentage increase that they're looking at coming up for the holiday season, which is that's good news, and it kind of, I guess, bolsters the point that you just made.
Yeah, I was thinking the airport, as it's, as you know, the airport as we know it now opened in late 2019, and like everything else, it went through the period of the COVID restrictions. It's come out very strong with rankings each year as one of the best operations in the country. And my sense is, like I said earlier, with that many people on October 27th coming in and out of the airport, it's holding its own. I think the transportation corridor into the airport, now that we've got the flyover, is working well. And the folks at the airport with the city and the industry are always looking for ways to improve the visitor experience, the traveler experience. And I think that you'll see continued improvements out there. And again, it's those people who, as we all know, who have come in and out of that airport are just thrilled with the offerings that they have available. You know, people are going out there just to eat at the airport. It's so special.
I have to tell you, we don't often say this, but we are spoiled. Our airport is easy to get to. I know you've traveled around the country. I don't know that there's an airport easier to get to than our airport.
Easy to get to, get out of, and also to work around inside. I mean, you've got the basic concourse layout. You got that one TSA area. And sure, you're going to have some lines when you've got big check-ins and check-outs. But,
right.
It moves, and it's fun. It's a fun airport to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Romig, as always, we appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for the updates, and have a great week.
Thank you, Neil. Take care.
All righty, folks. I was Mark Romig, Chief Marketing Officer of New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines. Anything that you want to talk about, just a few days away from the election on November 5th. What are you thinking about? We'll be right back.